What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that regularly argues with a Willem Dafoe in the mirror that may or may not be there and then decides to throw a dagger through it and scream in rage. My name's Terry.
I think my name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Well, and you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Is that it?
Good to hear it.
Good to hear it. You flummoxed me with that intro. I was like, what?
Well, you may have noticed that it's a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we're going to be covering Spider-Man 2 today.
Yeah.
As part of our sequels mini-series. But before we get into any of that, we've got another guest in studio, Andy.
Who's that?
Well, he is an actor, a podcaster, a stand-up comedian, and somebody who regularly likes to drink 9 pints of Guinness and get sick all over himself. It's Ryan Carrick.
Hey. Lads, thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
I understood the reference about the Willem Dafoe.
Yeah,
I understood that was referencing the movie that we're going to talk about.
A vague and oblique reference.
Yeah.
That's the idea. You just kind of sneak
They're
it
getting
in there.
A bit more obscure each episode. If someone's tuning in for the first time, it's like, the podcast, that's not afraid to... And then like, what's next?
Doesn't matter. They started... It sounds as a... That's down as a listen. So yeah. It goes into the charts, man.
Yeah, true.
You
have
to get up pretty early to catch me out. And it was a reference to a movie I watched last night. So
did you watch it in full? Like,
of course,
in one sitting?
This is a one sitting. It's 2 hours. Like.
I watched it and I wanted to leave it as late as possible because I feel like I've the memory of goldfish, so I wouldn't have much to say. So I remember about a quarter of it now, which is probably enough to get
That's
through the podcast.
Yeah. Sometimes I barely watch the movie and I have enough to get through the podcast. So, you know.
Not lately. It's unbelievable.
You know, definitely not for one in this series. If you could guess one in this series.
The Colour of Money. And it's the best one. Well, one of the best. They're all been good, but I can tell.
Wasn't arsed.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking class, man.
I know. I watched it in some
What capacity. Is it? You talk about you love Tom Cruise so much. With the two movies that you've kind of...
I leave it too late and I don't have enough time.
You have a week.
It's like Ryan said, I'm, you know, my memory, it's not great.
Who are you?
I've never seen Colour of Money.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah?
It's great. I'd highly recommend
it. It's grand, is it?
Yeah, it's Martin Scorsese in the 80s. You got a young Tom Cruise and you got Paul Newman.
Yeah,
who is the coolest
on paper,
motherfucker.
That's a good selling point, right? But it's Martin Scorsese hogtied creatively.
No, it's not.
Tom Cruise.
No, it's not.
Pre-weirdness, which is fine. He's still good.
He's
and
a firecracker.
Paul Newman is fine.
He's amazing. He won the Oscar for it. Like, we went over this.
I would have always considered myself a Scorsese fan, but I think I'm late enough to the party. I only recently watched Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I loved Casino.
So good.
I've always had it in my head that you prefer Casino to Goodfellas.
I don't prefer, but it's very, very good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, Goodfellas is probably up there.
Goodfellas up there, definitely.
Yeah.
But Casino,
and so when did
enough.
You see it? Like the last few years?
No, literally like 2 weeks ago.
What a treat.
Exactly.
Fuck!
That's the nice thing about being so late to the party is that like you get to see these gems for the first time while everyone's been talking about it for years.
Big time. I would pay money to see a movie like Casino for the first time to have such a gem right in front of me.
The great thing about like The Lighthouse and place like that is like you can go and they do these, you know, go see Jaws.
Yeah,
for the first
yeah.
time on the big screen. Like I brought like my wife to see Back to the Future. She'd never seen on the big screen. And I was like watching on the big screen, I was like, fuck, I forgot all these little bits at the start. It's fucking
this might be a dumb question, but like do you find that the big screen, even if you've seen it a million times, it gives you something else?
Oh, totally.
100% different experience.
You're not on your phone. You know, your phone like
that's it really, isn't it? Because you don't want to be like
locked in
with your light on your phone in case anyone sees, so you're kind of just you're forced to fucking sit and watch it.
Now, Andy, we were talking about Paul Newman.
Yeah.
This is perfect. It ties in perfectly to what we were just talking about. So, who's the modern-day Paul Newman? And I figured it out. We were talking about Pritt. I'm about Pitt, maybe Clooney.
Yeah.
But I think I've narrowed it down.
Who do you think? It's
Gosling.
Sorry?
Yeah, like the coolest.
Okay, first of all, I'm thinking old Paul.
Oh, I agree. He even looks like Paul Newman.
Yeah, like he's fucking effortlessly cool, can do whatever, and like fucking
not
any criticism bounces off him. See,
not happy about that.
Why? Because you know I'm right.
He's not. He's a bit too like
goobery for Paul Newman. You know what I mean?
No. No, it doesn't.
He's not like...
he's the opposite of a goober. Like
He's a bit like...
And he's been nominated.
Oh, he's a bit goobery, isn't he? Yeah. I was going to say. Do you know what I met him?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. What's he fucking like?
He's bang on. Actually,
I feel bad now.
Yeah. Funny story. Really goobery though in person. he really, really nice. So I was doing like a junket for, I work with joe.ie. And I did, that was like a...
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Prick.
Very good.
Thanks a million.
I actually work with Joe. So.
Yeah, so anyway, what were you talking about? But I was over there doing, I went over, they flew me over to London, would you believe?
Class.
Which is in England, believe it or not. So, and he was doing promotion for his movie Fall Guy, which is actually a lot of fun.
It flopped in the box office.
Because it's just a fun movie. It's the same with
Furiosa.
Yeah. That was unbelievable, by the way.
You should be doing this podcast because that flopped and it's class as well.
Cinema is not in a good state at the moment. Then again, we were talking about Inside Out too, but I won't count that. But anyway.
Bad Boys 4 as well, you know.
Is that out?
We got free... Oh, you got free tickets.
Oh, yeah. We.
By association.
Do you get free tickets because of the pod?
No.
He gets it because
purely because of my solo superstar adventures.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, do you do stuff funny? Anyway. but...
go on.
Did a quick 5 minutes with him and the director, David Leitch, who has done, like... He's been involved in John
Deadpool
Wick and
two.
Nobody, Deadpool. Yeah. And they're both lovely, and I went over time. You only get like 5 minutes, and they're very strict about it. And because I was so new to it, you're kind of supposed to keep an eye on the producer who kind of times you down and kind of counts you down. And I just wasn't doing that. I was just staring into Ryan Gosling's blue eyes.
It's beautiful.
As you do,
lost in his blue eyes.
And I went to ask him a question about the stunts in the movie, and the producer interrupted and said, Ryan, you won't, like, almost a little bit annoyed. It was like, Ryan, you won't have time to ask that. Like, I was trying to give you the signal for ages, and I was like, such an Irish thing to like apologise a million times. I was like, oh sorry.
Everyone,
like, apologise to Ryan. Goes sorry, like on the ground, like grabbing his hand. sorry.
Dipping his trousers.
Received this gesture of apology, but he interrupted then and said, no, I'm delighted you answered that or asked that. I'm sure he was just saying that he didn't have to do that, and he was like, no, I'd love to answer. And he even said, we're having a good chat. I started levitating off the ceiling. I had a lovely experience with Ryan.
Do you find that, do you get mortified before talking, or do you find some part of your brain that'd be like, no, we're just two people having a chat, without trying to think this is Ryan Gosling? You know what I mean? Like, how do you do that? Because you're talking to more people now that you're with Joe and all this sort of stuff.
Like, absolutely. Like, I'm still,
do you struggle with that?
I'm still very, very new to it. Like it's over before you like have a chance to think about it, really. But that was the only time I actually did an in-person junket. I've done a couple virtually, and they've been kind of grand, because you're in the office and you just fucking log on and it doesn't feel real. But like, I have to say, when I walked in and saw him in the flesh, I was like, this is ridiculous. And
bona fide movie star.
I am a bit mortified, because I'm in my head, I'm like, this, like, he does not give a shit about it. He's been answering the exact same questions all day, and these people have just been on a conveyor belt. But in fairness to him, he was very personable, and but you do. I was kind of telling myself in my head that I was like, we're just two lads. Cut from the same cloth. We're both named
Ryan.
That's what I said. You're not gonna believe my name. But yeah, no. So like, it was lovely, and apparently you never really like be not nervous. Do you know what I mean? That's the best way I could have said that there. I was chatting to like a few of the journalists who've been doing it for years, and they were all like, you don't never really get rid of that feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, because I seen when you when you started working with Joe, it's like, oh, look, there he is. As if we're such great mates. Look what he's up to now.
Well, it was because we were supposed to have you on. What was the one we were supposed to do?
What episode were we going to have you on the first time? And it was literally your first day at Joe. Your
first day at Joe. We had to reschedule.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember
that's why I hate Joe.
Yeah, fuck Joe. No. Sorry. Yeah. Actually, thanks a million for employing me. These are bang on once you get to know you. I can't remember what the movie was. It was a movie I hadn't seen because I was supposed to...
And is there a reason, can I ask, why you picked Spider-Man 2? Best of the bunch there.
It was... Well, Godfather 2 was on it.
That was
on the list. I just wanted to rewatch Spider-Man 2. To be honest, yeah, you gave me that list and I was like, yes, Spider-Man 2 will be the most fun.
Yeah.
And I had a fucking great time revisiting because I'm a huge Marvel fan. I don't know if you guys are.
We did every Marvel movie up as far as, I think we tapped out with Andy at the Eternals.
Oh yeah, fair
enough. Because what we did on the Patreon, that was how we started doing movies. So we used to be an old Simpsons podcast. You see it here. So we were doing episode by episode recap on the Simpsons seasons 4 through. We went to 8, and we were gonna go to 10, but we felt that we were running out of road and was getting less and less enjoyable, and we didn't want to turn into a podcast where we hate stuff. You know what I mean? To kind of. And in the meantime, whenever Marvel would come up, Andy was like, no, hate it. And I was like, you haven't seen any of them. So we set it up on the Patreon to kind of, let's start at Iron Man and work our way through. And I think it was, the first one you enjoyed was what? The Avengers maybe was the first one.
Avengers, and I really hated all the other ones before then.
But then it was like...
Even Iron Man?
Yeah, you hated...
Oh, I hated Iron Man, yeah.
Fuck off, Andy.
Yeah. Seriously, now, mate.
It was such a strange. He's like, Doctor Strange. Oh, it was the best one, Terry. I'm like, yeah, it's all right. Like, you know.
You like Doctor Strange?
Yeah, good
movie.
But you know what I love? Like, sometimes I get a message from Tony or something. Like, I heard the latest podcast. He's like, Andy, I can't get a fucking read on you at all. Yeah. He's like, you just no idea what it's going to be.
Never let them know your next move.
Exactly.
So, I wanted to maybe, I was thinking about reintroducing the Marvel stuff because I wanted to.
It's gone so bad now, though.
Yeah, I wanted to do Multiverse of Madness, the second Doctor Strange, because it's directed by Sam Raimi, who also directed Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Nice.
And I remember thinking, it's kind of dropping off post-Endgame, like the general consensus. But that one, I was like, ooh, that kind of got my tingles going again. Just because you see a bit of the Sam Raimi stuff, and you're like, oh, that's Sam. There he is there. Look at Sam. Look at him there. Oh, that teacup.
Mouth full of popcorn. Yeah.
Nudging the stranger beside you. That's
our Sam. Well,
I made the decision to go see it on a Friday night. Like, my wife was pregnant. She's gone to bed at like 8:30. And I was living in Dunnycarney at the time. I was like, there's like a 9:30 show. And I could just jump on the bus up and walk home. And I like sat there. You know, I think I'd taken a bit of a gummy. Sat there, watched it in the cinema. I was like, oh yeah. I liked it. And then got home. Living the dream.
Unbelievable. I enjoyed Multiverse of Madness.
It's good. It's one of the better directed Phase 4 or whatever.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah. Look, Jesus, I don't know how they fucked it so much. Because you're right, after Endgame, it took a serious nosedive because they got greedy and...
It's just expanding too much and they don't...
The CGI really took me right out of it.
I don't know if you're invested enough to watch... Did you watch Secret Invasion?
I watched it and I thought it was awful. And I realised... Really. That's the one I was saying, like, it's Sam Jackson's, like, Fury TV series. And it was just... But it's like, it's just really bad... Just really badly done.
Like, there's so many things wrong with it. Like, for instance, right? Did you see Endgame, Andy?
Yeah, Endgame.
But so you know at the end of Endgame when... Spoiler, right? Tony Stark dies, right?
Yeah.
He says, I am Iron Man, and snaps his fingers... and kills Thanos, right? There's a bit then when he's dying and fucking Don Cheadle.
Your buddy, Don Cheadle.
Cheadle is the first to go over to him. War Machine is the first one to go over to him. He was his best friend for life or whatever. Yeah. And he, you know, he's sad that Tony's dying.
Yeah.
I think he says it's okay or maybe that's...
It's a really poignant moment. It's like a really lovely moment and very sad and emotional, and I think they did it really well. And then in Secret Invasion, they... retconned it essentially, basically, so like that Don Cheadle was actually a Skrull, was actually an alien who just...
You know those ones from Captain Marvel that were like the green guys that could shape-shift it? And it's like, yeah, you're like, oh, right, you've just robbed us of that emotional...
Why would they do that?
Because
I just don't care. They don't care.
Yeah. I think just another thing I'll mention about that, there's also a scene where Emilia Clarke's character can take other people's powers if she has their DNA or whatever, and one of the powers is Drax, you know, Batista's character, and she, in one of the scenes, her arm turns into Drax's arm, this normal size. Sorry, one arm.
Khaleesi with a giant Drax arm.
In SpongeBob where he gets the incredible arm.
The blow arm.
But it was just one. But the thing about it is, right, she has Drax's DNA and that's why she's able to grow her arm that big. But it has tattoos on it.
Has his tattoos.
Oh, as if, like, that was included in the DNA. Like, so, like...
Canon? Am I using that term right?
Yeah. Very good.
There you go, Andy.
But also, it just doesn't make sense. And that's they're also nitpicky things. The story shit. The performances aren't great.
Like they're gonna reset it. They're doing Fantastic Four, and then they're probably gonna do X-Men. It seems like that's gonna reset the whole board.
They need to.
But like,
I thought WandaVision was good, and I thought, I thought Phase Four is gonna be unbelievable. And then I was like, literally, kind of after that, I liked Loki.
Loki was good.
I hated Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So boring. And
they're doing they've shot Captain America 4 with Anthony Mackie as Captain America, and now they're reshooting it for a year, so I think it's gonna they're just doing another movie,
so they didn't like any of that. Forget all that.
But I think
forget the 150 million we spent on that. Like, let's do another one.
Hollywood loves to do that, don't they?
I think that has something to do with the Israeli character. There's an Israeli villain,
right? Okay,
in it, or hero.
Yeah, and
no, but it's still the same thing. That it was like they were like, this must be released. Like they're pushing everything back.
They love to do that, like they did with that other.
Like they're only releasing one this year.
Cap woman thing or whatever it was.
Batwoman, Batgirl,
whatever.
Batgirl, yeah. Well, that's shelved, and you'll never see that. That's in the Warner Brothers vault. One last thing before we get into it, because you've probably seen it around today. Justin Timberlake. I want to talk about it.
He was arrested, wasn't he?
Yeah. I want to talk about it.
Do you know what? Justin Timberlake. Right. I'm not surprised at all. And I went through about a month ago of getting into Justin Timberlake again for like a solid week because he was, I don't know what, in the news, or NSYNC were back or something like that.
They were back for that Trolls movie.
Yeah, and he did like the Tiny Desk concert, and I was looking and I was like, there's something about his eyes that just look really sad, really vacant. Like,
he has been given off divorced guy energy for 4 years now.
I'm not surprised to hear this.
Is he divorced?
No, he's still married to Jessica Biel, but it seems like he's miserable.
He looks like he's just been crying
every time you see him. Yeah,
and what was it? He was
DUI,
but it was also like a bunch of other shit, like
a lot of drugs,
was it?
Molly and all this other stuff.
Oh, nice.
And poppers.
Poppers. Yeah. Oh, now we're talking. Now we're interesting. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's he?
It's just
he likes the party.
I'm not surprised at all. I'd be watching stuff, and I've seen him sneaker shopping. I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube.
It's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah. And he's sneaker shopping. Even in this,
his life has gone to shit.
Yeah.
He's just like, in the interview, he's like, yeah, and it's just,
yeah, exactly. Just so vacant. I don't know. It just, even just the quotes where it was like, do you know who I am? And the police officer is like so young, he doesn't know who he is.
That's sad.
And then it was like, it's gonna ruin the tour. And your man is like, what tour? He's like, the world tour.
I was going to use that. Yeah. The slightest inconvenience. Yeah. This is going to ruin the tour.
Next time you're getting kicked out of Coppers.
He's going to ruin the tour.
What tour? The world tour.
So that's what we should say whenever we get in trouble. Yeah. You have no idea what you're saying. The implications here. Oh, man.
So I don't know. They're showing that clip of him talking. He won a Brit Award or something in 2007. And he's like, stop drinking. You're slappy. OK Magazine is going to write. He's like talking to Britney Spears, but not mentioning her. He's like, you know who you are. And then that's going around. And everybody's fuck you, man.
Yeah,
like,
wanker.
Yeah.
And he was great back in the day, you know?
But he always seemed like a bit of a prick. Like,
yeah.
And that whole stuff now with the Britney Spears.
Yeah, what did he do?
Concert. He was just like pretty much.
He was an arsehole to
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Like, he was like another very long toxic. Line of arseholes. Like, that's what the song is.
Toxic?
Toxic.
Yeah. Is that about him?
Yeah.
Cry Me a River is an absolute banger, though, to be fair.
I mean, when he hooked up with Timbaland, it was just hit after
yeah,
hit.
Game over then.
Good luck. Good luck.
And then he made that movie In Time.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Which?
In Time.
In Time?
Yeah. Where you have, like, everyone has,
such
like,
a stupid concept.
It's ridiculous. But, like, at the time, people were like, this is unbelievable. Basically, like, everyone has, like, a finite amount of time, and time is currency,
yeah.
basically. So
goes
you have this
down.
Timer on your wrist, and you can, like, you know, engage in transactions and change money, and people gamble time and stuff.
Oh,
and
he, I bet before you,
it's
ridiculous. Who's in it? Great cast, though. He's
is
in it.
Jessica Biel?
Olivia Wilde's in it.
Olivia Wilde.
Cillian Murphy's in it.
Is he?
And a couple of other heads.
A weird
that's
thing.
A, that's a random one.
No, but the weird thing about him is he in the. What's the. What are they called? The teens for 20 teens? I don't know. Like from 2010 to 2020, that decade.
The tens.
The tens. Yeah.
The tens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the tens, he's in two.
Well, are you saying. Are you talking about the 1910s or the 2010s?
1810s.
1810s,
okay.
Yeah. The tweens, I believe
He was in Social Network, which is probably like the best. In my opinion, anyway, the best movie of that decade.
Of the tens.
Of the tens.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Every time I see it coming up on my TikTok sometimes, and I'm like, I want to watch that movie.
How did The King's Speech win that, the Oscar?
It's got a bit more,
like,
you know what I mean? It's Oscar fodder,
yeah.
is what it was.
Oh, and he was
I enjoyed The King's Speech. I did it for my leaving cert, would you believe? Yeah.
What did
you
do
for movies like that
for
your leaving?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What did you do?
On the waterfront.
No, I didn't even do that. We did My Left Foot, which is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that,
right?
Yeah.
Now, as a grown man, I can appreciate it more. You're kind of laughing. Look at Daniel Day-Lewis there.
Yeah.
Jeez, look at him.
And then you're trying to dissect it and write about it.
Yeah, he kicked the ball. He saved the ball with his head.
Now that you're more mature.
Yeah. He deserved to win that Oscar, damn it.
Yeah.
But he was in Inside Llewyn Davis as well, which is fucking class. And you're
I haven't seen it.
You'd love it as well. It's all about like folk singers in Greenwich Village in the early 60s.
What's the runtime?
It's a Coen Brothers movie, so it's less than 2 hours.
That means nothing.
Is
to
it
me.
Less than 2 hours? They don't make over 2 hour movies.
Right.
And I
and
gave
no
it to you on Blu-ray.
In their movies. They're not allowed to improvise. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, apparently you can't actually go, you can't improv in it. You have to read it as the script says it.
But isn't that all movies?
No.
There's always room for improv, Andy.
I was listening to
Ryan Reynolds. He loves talking about improv and shit like that in Deadpool.
What was the fucking Ryan Reynolds movie where it was Taika Waititi was in it, and there's the video and the director's like, Taika is giving new meaning to the words improv. He's doing incredible, and it's like the worst fucking shit you'll ever see.
It's about the Ryan Reynolds hasn't been in a good movie in like 15 years, but he's still so popular.
I'm
telling you. Rightly so.
Those Deadpool movies are doing a lot of heavy lifting, man. Like they're
Free Guy was fine.
That's the movie. That's the one I'm thinking of, where it was Taika Waititi is the bad guy in it. And it's like,
oh, he's a game developer, isn't he?
Yeah. And it's the director was like, he's doing things that are incredible. And they showed the clips, and I'm like, you say this and then you show that, and I'm supposed to be like,
oh my god, yeah, we saw this. Yeah.
I don't know who, maybe it was Peter McGann. It was like, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was making people think this was funny.
Yeah. Because he did Ragnarok. Do you remember Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah.
People loved that and thought he was like.
That was your favourite one, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, well, it is probably.
Yeah.
It could be the best one.
Andy?
It's like, you're like Woody come to life.
I was very much like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 2.
Oh yeah!
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Speaking of, should we maybe
let's get into it.
What
that?
A segue. I'll also mention if we use any clips, you do have to mention why I'm sweating. I was late.
He did laps around the studio. It's his whole. He said he has a whole process for being on camera.
Yeah, it's a
he
whole.
He does
thing.
It with Joe. He does it with everything.
Let me just do my joke here. I was like fucking Peter Parker showing up for his pizza delivery job.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
There it is.
That's why he's the king.
I believe there's a hero in all of us. Gives us strength, makes us noble. Even though sometimes we have to give up the thing we want the most.
Parker!
Where you been? Looking for you all morning?
You're late.
Always late!
You're fired!
Look at your paper. Your grades have been declining. You always appear exhausted.
I know, I'm trying.
Where you been, pal? You don't return my calls.
I've been kind of busy.
Taking pictures of your friend.
Spider-Man
killed my father.
No matter what I do.
Do you love me or not?
No matter how hard I try.
I want Spider-Man dead.
It's the ones I love who will always be the ones who pay.
I can't keep thinking about you. I'm getting married.
I want a life of my own. I'm Spider-Man. No more.
You look different.
I let things get in the way before. There was something I thought I had to do. I don't have to.
I like seeing you tonight, Peter.
Now on to the main event.
Octavius is going to put Oscorp on the map in a way my father never even dreamed of.
Crazy scientist turns himself into some kind of a monster. Four mechanical arms welded right onto his body.
Who takes Spider-Man's pictures? Where is he?
Sick of me off your loyalty to Spider-Man and not your best friend. Bring Spider-Man to me.
How do I find him?
Peter Parker.
Find Spider-Man, or I'll peel the flesh off her bones.
There are bigger things happening here than me and you.
All right, you got some stats for us there, or
sure,
some wife.
Oh, this is like a quick, like a kind of a quizzy part.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll throw it to you first, Ryan.
All right, okay, here we go.
Can I guess the budget for the movie?
100 mil.
Okay.
50 mil.
200 million.
Fuck
was
off.
It?
Yeah. In 2004. Yeah. Oh, of course. Sorry. Do you know what? I should have guessed
before the bus.
Before the bus, and also it was the sequel. Yeah. And the first one did really well.
100 million.
At that time, that is a lot of.
I'll tell you why.
A lot of cheddar.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Domestic opening weekend. Ryan, what do you think?
115 million.
Okay.
Oh,
I know that's wrong.
Is it?
I'll tell you that. I know that's wrong. 45 million.
88 million.
Oh my god, I was so smug about it.
I know that's wrong. But I'm also going to say
I never do that. Is that
first time I ever smug about it around you. The original Spider-Man was 113 million was the opening weekend.
Jesus.
But this one,
I forgot, this is like MCU style.
Oh, so this didn't do as well.
Well, it had the biggest ever opening day box office at the time.
Wow.
With 40.4 million. Beating the original Spider-Man record of 39.4.
Huh.
But I think it was the weekend that they opened on for Spider-Man 2 was like a holiday weekend. So they kind of figured it was not going to be as much as the first one.
Interesting.
Domestic total?
I want to say 500 million.
Okay.
501 million.
373 million.
Fuck.
Lads, haven't got one yet.
I'll be mind games are not working today.
Okay, right. And worldwide total. And by the way, we meant to say, if you get within five, you get a point. So these are both
5 million there, not $5.
Sorry, no.
That would be impressive.
It was $373 million and $10. So you don't get that one.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
I'm going to say if 600 mil?
Okay.
900 mil.
788 million.
Fuck.
You got closer there.
Is it? Okay, Rotten Tomatoes. Critics.
So this is, as far as I remember, this is rated quite highly by critics. I'm going to say 84%.
Okay.
93.
Fuck!
What is it?
93.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah.
And the audience score?
Audience score? What do you guess?
Oh god, it can't be higher than 93, can it? 88?
Okay.
87.
82. Fucking hell.
Bang, baby.
Yeah, fucking.
I'm actually raging about that. Can we cut that and do that again? Because that's actually have to annoy me a bit.
Sorry, man, we're live to tape. No editing in this at all.
Heavy.
Oscar nominations.
Really?
Yeah, care to guess? I'll throw it to you first.
I tell you one thing, this movie has a fucking banging soundtrack. Bit of Dashboard Confessional on there as well. Vindicated, which you better believe is the outro track to this podcast, by the way. Anyway, that's not the question.
They're not gonna
did Danny Elfman do the score to this?
He did.
Yeah.
He did do the score. Was not nominated, though.
So. Best special effects. Visual effects.
Okay. Won for best visual effects.
Oscar
it won.
Movie. It won.
Did it?
Yeah. Oscar winning movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Best editing?
No.
Sound editing?
Best sound editing, yeah. But it lost to The Incredibles.
Fair enough.
I still haven't seen that.
You've never seen The Incredibles?
It's incredible.
Brilliant. Fuck, I don't know what the third one is then.
Why don't you have a go?
Should I give it a go?
Yeah, give it a go.
Do you like me? nomination for...
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
It's close to sound editing.
Sound design, is that a thing?
It is.
It is. But I've never...
Sound engineering.
Visual editing.
Vision.
Sound mixing.
That's what I meant.
Oscar winner. For what? Sound mixing.
Yeah. Last two. Ray. Remember that movie? Ray.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Ray Charles.
Yeah.
He won Best Actor for that as well, didn't he?
He won Best. It's a weird year. He was nominated twice that year. He was nominated for Ray and he was nominated for Collateral.
Was he?
He was nominated as Supporting Actor in Collateral, which is a bit of category fraud.
Imagine if he'd have won both, which he probably should have done.
Has that ever happened?
What?
Has that ever happened?
I don't think they've ever. It's ever been two actually, on the same night.
It's actually mad that happened now. Yeah.
But there's very so few that.
Matthew McConaughey had a very busy year in 2013. I think he did Wolf of Wall Street and he did Dallas Buyers Club also did Interstellar. Within the same year, I don't know. I think Interstellar was 2014.
Interstellar is one I really want to see now.
Good. Interstellar, I love it.
We're done now
after this.
Patreon.
Do that for the Patreon.
Yeah, because we
actually have patrons requesting that we do Nolan.
In the past.
I don't know their names.
They probably fucking fucked off, cancelled their subscription because we didn't talk about their movies enough.
We didn't have time. They weren't on the docket. I can move them up, guys. I'll move up Christopher Nolan. Okay.
No, can we just?
No. Yeah, move it up on the docket.
Let's be a tech podcast.
What? Hold on. This is something.
Let's talk about those Sony A7s behind you.
I only watched Oppenheimer actually on a flight there a couple of weeks
ago. On a flight?
Yeah, I got a plane before. I was up in the air. But I also watched it. I love it. Yeah, I saw it in the cinema.
All right, okay. You saw it.
And it was, I didn't just watch it on the plane.
I must have did a spit take when you said that.
But I went to see it in the cinema. I thought it was unbelievable. And then...
It's incredible.
Have you seen it, Andy? You've never seen that either.
Oh. Yeah, right? This is what I'm dealing with. All right, I'll give you...
What movies have you seen?
Ghostbusters.
To be honest, that's all you need, really. Yeah.
I'm a bit lukewarm on Ghostbusters, to be
honest. Yeah, Ghostbusters! Yeah. 80s, Scuzzy New York.
I get it.
Bill Murray, don't
never did
the
it.
One, the
never.
One with Melissa McCarthy, is it?
Yeah.
No, not quite.
Lady Busters. Lady Ghostbusters.
I'll give you some interesting facts. Lads.
Okay,
I'll make it quick, right? Alfred Goff and Miles Miller, the guys who created Smallville, remember Smallville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were hired to write the script originally because Tobey Maguire had seen a cut of the pilot of it and he was very impressed. So they were hired on to write the script. David Koepp, if you remember, Andy, who wrote the Mission Impossible 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You remember that, yeah?
He was
brought in to kind of tighten up the script as well. But the ideas that they were going for was like the Gwen Stacy arc of the comic books,
yeah.
If you're familiar with that, where you know she's his first big love and she dies and all that. Raimi wasn't too keen on it. In September 2002, Michael Chabon was hired to rewrite the script. His draft featured about Doc Ock, but it was a younger Dr. Octopus that became infatuated with Mary. You okay over there? You okay?
Yeah, get to the point.
No, this is... Okay, I love this.
Yeah, great. So,
just speak to
finally,
me.
Yeah, okay.
You really should have the pod. I should be a guest. So, I'd be the worst guest of all time. I haven't seen it. That's boring.
So next up is the segment where we take all our clothes off and talk about Spider-Man, actually.
Basically... It was more about Doc Ock becoming infatuated with Mary Jane, him giving off endorphins to counteract the pain being inflicted on his body.
Oh, wow.
Real bit of body horror in it, and basically Sam Raimi didn't really like that either, but he picked the bones of both scripts and kind of put it together for this one, and he took inspiration from Superman 2 with Peter not being Spider-Man anymore. There's a great comic run called Spider-Man No More. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where it's basically like what he does in this. He doesn't want to be Spider-Man anymore.
They use an actual one of the shots is from that run, isn't it? You know, where he puts the suit in the bin.
Yeah, that's the It's from the Amazing Spider-Man 50, Andy.
All right.
Basically, Raimi was able to put his fingers in, and he came up with...
You can't say that. Excuse me?
The pie that is the script.
Oh, okay. Nice analogy.
Who here amongst us hasn't enjoyed a good pie?
Dipping our fingers into the pie.
It's like the warm apple pie. Yeah.
The interesting thing,
I don't know if you heard the rumor, and it's written into the script where Tobey Maguire is talking about my back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was big rumors around the time that he wouldn't be coming back for Spider-Man 2 because he'd injured his back while filming Seabiscuit.
Right.
But it was actually about money.
It was about money. He wanted a bigger payday and was using this as the excuse.
He wanted $25 million for the second one or 10% of the gross.
Yeah.
What did he get?
I think actually because they settled. He was married to a different studio head's daughter, and he what's his name? Meyer was it, like, so he was strong able name. To talk Toby down and say, look, you can't act like this, and he got them both together. Both parties.
He was married.
So Tom McGuire was married to her for like 13 years. They got divorced in 2020.
Okay, I thought he meant at that point.
No, and he goes like 2007 to 2020. So it would have been like his future father-in-law.
Oh, so they were dating at the time.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, so
I was going to say they must have been soon enough after himself and Kirsten Dunst broke up.
Well, yeah,
were
at
they
the
together
time
in real life
during and the first movie, yeah,
and
or
then
maybe just after.
She was dating Jake Gyllenhaal at the time, and he was rumored to take over as Spider-Man if they couldn't.
Mm. Which would have been a good
That would have
replacement.
Been a class, yeah. actually.
Well, I don't know.
I think a good replacement in terms of like the way they look. I think they looked fairly similar.
I mean, he ended up in as what?
Mysterio.
Mysterio.
Yeah. Looked great.
A beard to die for in that movie.
Although we do have a Mysterio in this Spider-Man universe. Are you aware of that?
In which movie?
In the Sam Raimi. No, in all three of them, would you believe? Yeah. So apparently... Bruce Campbell pops up three times.
Yeah,
apparently Bruce Campbell for Spider-Man 4, they were going to have him as Mysterio.
Oh,
and that
twice.
He popped up in these. So in the first one, he's the announcer at the wrestling thing.
Yeah.
In this one, he stops Peter from going into a showing of Mary Jane's play. And then in the third one,
he's a waiter at the French restaurant, and he's like,
trying to propose.
That would have been a good.
That would have been good
He's in Multiverse of Madness then.
Yeah, as well. So he's Sam Raimi's guy. He's did all Evil Dead and all with him. Like, but the big question, Andy, is what did you think of it?
You know, when I was watching it, I was saying, why is this on the ballot? Why is this movie? Kerry asked me halfway through, what do you think? How's the movie? And I'm like, am I missing something here? Why? I didn't like it.
What?
I didn't.
Fuck off,
like
Andy.
It.
What are you doing?
It's regarded as the best superhero movie of all time.
Why?
Because it's amazing.
I think it's an incredible adaptation of comic book.
The tone is perfect for comic book.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
Right, but like it's not
and it's funny. It's
charming.
It's thoughtful. It's heartfelt.
The action sequences are particularly for that time are unbelievable. Some of the CGI questionable still.
Yeah, it doesn't bother. I think it looks good.
It does.
Yeah,
it holds up absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fantastic film.
You know,
loads wrong with it. Like loads or loads like where you have to just be like, it's a comic book movie.
Fine. Yeah.
But
like, there was parts that I liked, but I was like,
what
understand.
Did you like?
I liked some of the story. I liked some of his inner battle. But the problem was that for a solid hour and 20 minutes of the movie, he's just staring off camera, contemplating his own
that's
inner
his,
battle.
That's
Tobey was too
Maguire.
Much. It was
that's
too
Tobey
much.
Maguire's
and also,
superpower.
he thought he was too brooding. You know what I mean? Like he tried to be too brooding.
I disagree.
Too
I push back on you.
Yeah, that's fine. But
he's
there were so many times where he's just like looking,
bag.
Where he's like,
he's,
all right, like
he's
I get
getting,
it.
He's getting
he's
it from all
dealing
angles.
With it.
He is very much down on his luck in this one.
It's great.
From,
it's so
from the get go. Like you have, Aunt May is Aunt May's house is being foreclosed by the bank. Yeah. You know, Mary Jane hates him basically because he has no time. He loses his job.
But so do you think you have to appreciate the comics
No, I don't. I've never read a Spider-Man comic in my life.
This was one of my least favorite Spider-Man movies.
That's so interesting. Yeah. What did you think of the character of Doc Ock?
Yeah, I like him in general.
I think Alfred Molina is great in it.
We're working on my Molina, all right?
Who's that? Doc Ock. Okay, go on.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
It's pretty good, yeah. What do you got?
Oh yeah, can you give us an impression?
Doesn't have to be of him.
Doesn't have to be him. This is something I forgot to ask at the start.
Oh yeah,
you like to open your podcast with a joke.
Yeah,
I should have opened it with an asked
you
for an impression.
You should have, but that we've passed that, so yeah. I can't. I would have been in the zone.
It would have been great as well. But.
Do you know Brian O'Donovan, the RTE?
Oh yeah, yeah, go on, yeah, yeah, please.
Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Dublin.
Very good.
Spot on.
He just is like, kind of like O'Brien.
Oh, the big ball
big
guy.
Ball, yeah. O'Brien O'Donovan, RTE News, Dublin.
He's always so like, I find with his talk, it always speeds up like this and it slows down.
Yeah.
You know, like it's I'm trying, like, you know, here's what I've been working on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working on with Jeff Goldblum, right?
Your Goldblum is all over the place. I'm sorry. I have to tell you.
But he's been working on it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Give me the benefit.
Okay. Well, first of all, your voice goes a little deeper, and then it comes up like this. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Right?
That's better.
Yeah,
that's better. That's better. That's better. That's better. Yeah. The one you voice noted me, it was all over
Terry,
the place.
I know it was good.
I gave you the Patrick Warburton.
I have a second one.
Okay, go on. Hit me.
Cat Williams.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm already getting into it because his name is Cat Williams and he talks like this, but then he talks like that.
It's just Goldblum again.
I noticed the nuance there.
You know,
you're not putting the stank on it.
No, that's no. Anyway,
I can only talk like this now.
Oh, I can't even. What is my normal voice?
Tom Hanks in there.
I'll take the Goldblum.
Do you guys watch It's Always Sunny?
Okay.
Yeah. What's the impression that Dennis does?
God damn it,
Dash! Damn it, Dash! What other errands do you have us running for the DA?
So good.
As somebody who's watched every episode of The Shield at least twice.
You could tell they knew he has this impression.
And like their reaction, like,
it's so good though. Like, fuck.
I'm so obsessed. Like most of my algorithm now is just people doing impressions. You know what I mean?
Working for you, man.
Hey, the Goldblum. I'll take it. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, so I only got an okay from my Molina.
Yeah, oh no, it was good.
Yeah, only gave me like two words.
That's all you need.
Go again.
It's kind of all he says.
Yeah.
The power of the sun in the palm of my hand.
Say that.
I've just been working on.
Hello, Peter.
I've been doing it in the shower, even. Hello, Peter. That's him.
It's going for
like he's, like he's just walked in here with his four arms.
Doc? I mean, I'm going to need more than two words.
Avenge me!
Okay, well, now you're getting further off.
That's Willem Dafoe, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were still doing Doc Ock. Okay. The first one was Doc Ock, though, right?
All right, here's my James Franco. Here's my James Franco.
I'm confused.
The first one was Doc Ock. Avenge me was...
Then he did. Yeah. Okay, tell me you're switching to Willem Dafoe.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
That was James Franco.
Yeah, in this movie.
No, this is James Franco as Harry Osborn in this movie. Hey, Peter, you're my best friend, but you fucking know Spider-Man. Where is he?
Brother,
he does that like 10 times. Yeah. He'd be like mate to Peter,
but
and
I
then
hate you.
Here's a hot take. He's pretty good in this, Franco.
Yeah,
I think he's pretty good.
I like Franco. Well,
I think the performances are all around
unpleasantness.
Yeah. But I think they're a bit better than the... Yeah, well, we won't get into that.
No,
that was years after. but I think the performances of this are better than the first one.
Yeah, I think everybody's found their groove. Mm. Like, Franco is either really good or really bad. There's very in between.
You never say he's meh.
No.
Yeah, he's either brilliant or...
I mean, the best performance in the movie is J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson.
Like, perfectly cast.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like,
he's like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
It's but like, I did like him. Yeah. But I actually did like him.
Huh? No.
No?
No, sorry about
that. Peter!
You're fired.
Peter, you're fired. No, wait, come back. You're fired.
A little bit better.
I really enjoy the scene where Spider-Man is... Peter Parker has stopped being Spider-Man for a while, and then now he's decided that he's going to be Spider-Man again. And J. Jonah Jameson is looking at the suit on the wall, and he's like actually getting sad. He's like, I did this. Like, this is my fault.
I can't believe I did it.
And then... Peter Parker like steals the suit and he turns around and he's like, J. Jonah Jameson is like, he's a thief
he's a menace, he stole my suit.
It's really emotional. They don't know where he just switches
funny. I love is that paper like an hourly paper, because he steals the suit and it's like, whoosh, he's back. Get the presses out. Like,
crime. One stage is like a fucking cover. Is like, crime up 75%.
This is why this movie is so good, because it is cartoony and it is a comic book. And like, fucking Raimi directs the shit out of it. Where,
you know,
like,
what the problem is?
Hold on, let me go. He's doing these fucking mad zoom ins. Like, you're one from Ross's girlfriend from Friends, Mona. At one point, Doc Ock is climbing the side of the building, and she's like, "Ah!" and like runs straight towards the camera. Her face,
I'm like, "Fucking yes,
man!"
Yeah, but see,
Gonzo filmmaking.
There's even the bit where
blew out the levels.
It's okay. He's Peter Parker or Spider-Man is swinging towards Doc Ock, and it zooms. Yeah, like it zooms all the way in and it zooms out and it's actually his sunglasses. And he's like at the side of a building, and like it's just it's so well done. And then also like the zooms, do you remember the bit? I want to actually go through a couple of issues with the
movie, right?
You were talking about zooms there, where do you remember after the car is thrown through the window at Peter and MJ,
excellent scene,
and there's like these like bangs as he gets closer and like it zooms in like with every bang, and it's just so Sam Raimi about it. Like,
I love that, like I say but also, me sitting next to the cat, that's Sam.
that's our Sam you eating the cat, that's our Sam. But there's like the bit before that, Doc Ock goes to see Harry Osborn. He's like, I need the tritium to make and he needs the tritium to make the sun thing again, right? You know, the power of the sun,
the fusion reactor, exactly.
And he says, if you kill Spider-Man, I'll give you as much tritium as you want. Go to Peter Parker and he'll tell you where he is, right?
So I love this.
Doc Ock launches a car through a cafe window at Peter Parker, not knowing he's Spider-Man. And the only reason he survives is because he has his Spidey senses. What would have happened if he didn't have his Spidey senses and he killed Peter Parker? Bollocks, I was supposed to get information out of him.
He's crazy, man. He's being controlled by mechanical arms.
He's like, oh no, my only link to find the Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm after fucking that now.
I love that scene. He's like, kill Spider-Man. He's like, okay, no, wait. Bring him back to me. I want to do it. Okay.
So I can teach him some manners first.
You know, not the only problem. I didn't have a definitive problem, but there was no point in the movie where I went, fuck, that's good.
Oh, come on. What about the scene? I was watching the surgery scene.
2 hours I watched like
unbelievable.
This.
Unbelievable.
The surgery scene where, like, you know, Otto is on the... It's a fucking horror movie it turns into, where all the music drops out. All the fucking doctors are getting fucking killed. They're like, at one point, the doctor is like, her nails scraping. Like, it's fucking...
They used to a wax floor. A wax floor for that bit where she scratches the
oh, really?
Bit of the floor.
Oh, to get the effect.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I
was terrified.
I'm watching that and I'm like, "What? Look what they took from us. This is what... at parts, it's a horror movie. You know, like, it's fucking...
What? It's like,
it's funny that like the thing that's like protecting his mind is like a little chip,
just a little glass,
like
tiny, easily breakable.
Once there's a bit of heat applied, I'm evil now, bollocks.
Fucking just until Sam Raimi knew AI was was not the way forward.
What does that mean?
Because it was like, they say it in the press, they couldn't spell it out for you anymore. It was like, because those arms use artificial intelligence, isn't there fear that it might control you? And he's like, well, thanks to my inhibitor chip, that'll never happen.
Well, now I get to explain this plot device. Yeah. But then even like when he...
sound you hear is not my arms, it's the clunking of the script.
Yeah. And even when he's standing there, he's putting the arms on for, I presume, like the first time, because there's no scars or anything.
He just does
it in front of like this press. Imagine it was like, so oh no oh, he's gonna have to go.
We totally underestimated the pain here.
What's great for me, I think, like the people that they chose to be the villains, like first one they choose, Willem Dafoe.
He's incredible.
And then this one they choose Alfred Molina. Like, who would they choose today if they're making these movies? Like, you're not going to choose these middle-aged men that have been around forever.
Like, who aren't exactly on A-list, like, Hollywood.
It's like, oh, it's Austin Butler is going to be the villain in it or whatever. Like, it's exactly that. Like, it's not...
Who would be a good villain for Spider-Man?
Well, which villain is it?
Like, just...
Weirdly, actually, they did choose Paul Giamatti to play the Rhino for one of the Andrew Garfield ones. Yeah,
I haven't seen any of the Andrew Garfield ones.
They're not good.
When I seen Spider-Man, the one with the three of them in it, I thought he was my favorite one of the three.
But that's
just
not,
in that movie.
That's Andrew not Garfield. Indicative. Yeah.
I think he was a great Peter Parker,
but not a great Spider-Man.
It's
weird because like the Peter Parker in this, they make the choice to not make him quippy. Like, he's proper. Like, you can monologue at me for 5 minutes. And I'm going to take it and I'm going to absorb it. You're going to see it on my face, how hurt I am. Aunt May, fucking, when she's telling them, we need a hero, Peter. You know,
that's pretty good, Rosemary Harris,
who is the best Aunt May, I will say.
Agreed. Or well, like,
not the best looking. Marissa Tomei.
All right, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
But then Sally Field. Then Sally Field and then Rosemary Harris.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I'd rank them.
Is she the one who was in the Tenacious D tribute video at the end?
No. It's, No.
Oh.
I know you're talking about.
You sure?
It's not. She is.
Is she going to drag me to hell?
No, I'm trying to.
I'm way off.
No. I'm trying to think. Anyway.
Whatever.
But you're sidetracking me here.
Sorry.
But, like, stupid that's movie. What he, like, Tobey Maguire's superpower is. He has this earnest face that can just, you know, take everything, and he's going to express it. Like when
that sounds like the worst superpower of all time.
As an actor, not as a superhero.
It's like, what's your power? I have this earnest face, and I can take it all, and it shows through my eyes, guys.
That's why
I can fly.
I can literally rip you in half, mate.
Yeah. Cool story. This is mine.
That's my superpower.
All right.
I'm so earnest.
But like, that's what makes that Tobey Maguire great. Oh, that Spider-Man great. Like his version. The Andrew Garfield version, they try to make him a little bit quippier.
Bit of smartass.
Yeah, but it kind of just comes off as like mean. You know, like, not Andrew Garfield's fault. I think it's the screenplay.
And then
Tom Holland is like, just as if he was just born to be like the motor mouth Peter Parker, where it's just, he can't stop talking. He's so excited.
Yeah.
And it helps that he's a little bit younger than the two of them.
I think he's the best as well.
I don't think his movies are the best, but I think he's the best.
No, I agree. Like, people, I think, hold on to the nostalgia too much. They're like, Tobey Maguire is the best. But he's not. I don't think he's the best. Like, especially Peter Parker.
I think he fits this movie the best, though, like, because, like...
he's so bloody emotional.
Well, there's that part of it as well. And, like, he's the punching bag for the whole movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, from the start, he fucking loses his job. Every other scene, it's, like, a beat where he's, like, his bag rips or something, something like that. And you're like, oh. Yeah. Like, he buys the bouquet of flowers. And it's like, oh, look at this. I'm going to give it to Mary Jane. Like, wait a minute.
Here's three petals.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know,
the scene where he's the sad sack.
Like,
there's the scene where he is like, he drops his books and stuff, and then like a lot of bags hit his head.
Yeah.
Apparently, one of them is Sam Raimi. that's true.
Sam Raimi
was the one who hit him with the bag.
Yeah.
In it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he seems to like to do that because Bruce Campbell, like, he put him through hell, quote unquote, doing Evil Dead, doing all these fucking mad shit, and it kind of seems like.
Mm.
They're doing that a little bit. There's a little bit with that with Tobey Maguire. It's kind of a weird, fun relationship thing that he builds with his actors.
They apparently, like, they didn't really like Tobey Maguire.
Really?
On set, yeah.
So because he was a money-grubbing weasel who was trying to fake a back injury.
But if you think about it, he's coming up now. He's like part of the Pussy Posse with like DiCaprio.
Sorry?
You never heard of the Pussy Posse?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Yeah.
That was like it's not that he was part of that.
I mean, he's DiCaprio's best buddy. Like,
really?
Yeah. Him
was.
Is.
Still?
Yeah.
Jeez,
Pussy Posse for life, man. Once you're in, you don't get out.
They don't let you out. Yeah. You have to
keep. The only way
you
out
have
is
to keep.
Death.
You gotta keep slamming puss for life, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Wishing you got divorced, man.
It's just the two of them, like. No. Yeah. Call themselves the Pussy
the
Parade or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, they're not called the Pussy Parade, but they do put on parades.
Yeah.
With, like, big vagina floats.
Not many people go.
Right, so the other guy who's in the Pussy Posse that you might know.
Pussy Posse. I assume the papers came up with that. That's not there.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows how these things come to be?
Their publicist came up with that.
Yeah, hold on. I'll get. Fuck, I can't remember the name of the guy. He's in Inception. He kind of looks like a little bit of a rat boy. He's the guy at the start of Inception. That is.
That's going to annoy me now.
I'll tell you. I'll get his name now. But it's Gordon like a big drop off. It's like DiCaprio.
Joseph Gordon Levitt?
No, not JGL. He would have been a little too young for the Pussy Posse. I'm just gonna
digest it. JGL, first of all.
So much Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
So much pussy to digest. Yeah,
it's a little tough.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Who was in the Pussy Posse? Look at Pussy Posse.
Lucas Haas is this guy. You might recognize him.
Who? This is great for it.
For an audio medium. You don't recognize him?
I do not recognize him. But he looks like he would be in a
group
called the Pussy Posse.
Yeah, he's a bit of a creep, all right.
Pussy Posse.
But that's how the Capio Rose.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about in the movie?
No.
I'm going to keep talking then. You don't want to talk?
Oh, I'm not doing talking about this movie.
Okay, the ending is fantastic. It's tragic. It's a tragedy.
So we haven't even talked about the subway sequence.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The subway sequence. Andy, you mess with him, you mess with us.
Joey Diaz.
Yeah, Joey Diaz makes his appearance.
That was him.
And then a man who is like 5 years old and Tobey Maguire says, he's no older than my son.
He's just a kid.
He's just a kid.
Yeah. I tell you, I did appreciate all the faces Tobey Maguire was pulling throughout this entire movie.
That's
when he's running or when he's pulling on the train.
Yeah. When he does.
Yeah, he gives it sucks.
He really
he
does.
The feet down.
He commits.
It's like my face after a bad curry or something. He's like.
Yeah. And he stops doing that and he kind of sits down. And he's like, oh, me leg. That was probably one of
your man's like, any more bright ideas?
Like, fuck this guy. I love about these movies where it's like the guys on the street.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he stole that guy's pizza.
You
don't get that as the Marvel movies go on, especially like as the Russos seem to have more interest. They seem to care less about the people that they're actually saving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's just more about the action and the CGI these days.
How can we progress the story and link this person to this one?
Do you think, can I ask you, sorry to interrupt you for the millionth time, but do you think that having this universe that all these superhero movies have hurts the individual movies because they have to keep, oh well, that has to tie into there and then that has to, you need something set up for them for
that. 100%.
It was kind of a novelty at the start where, like, you know, you see Thor's hammer or something like at the end of whatever it was.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah. Look at this guy, huh?
Where have you been all my life?
And, like, that was good. And now it's like Harry Styles and fucking Patton Oswalt is voicing a drunk dwarf or something. You're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Even something like you said you watched up to the Eternals. Did you watch the Eternals?
Yeah.
So at the end of that, the Celestial is like half born and he's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming out of the planet.
Yeah.
And like then they stop it. So like he's just just this like fucking big
frozen
massive god is like frozen coming out. Like that is surely that has like crazy repercussions for the rest. Of, but like the only reference to that is in She-Hulk on like a. She's looking at it like her computer screen and it's like a news story at the top right. That's the only fucking reference to it. And like, I think they are actually dealing with it in Captain America. I think that's the plot of like Captain America. And I think what'll happen is it's going to be made of like vibranium. Not vibranium.
the other one, adamantium, which is what Wolverine's claws are made of.
Right.
So there's a little tidbit for you.
Nice.
So you can go home and share that. But
Joni, you'll never guess
what Wolverine's claws are made from.
But
let me ask you a question.
But you're dead right. Like, I feel like they've tried too much now to link it with things that they've liked.
Yeah.
If a movie doesn't do well and they can't continue down that, like, then you leave so many.
And it's unfinished ways, or like there's so many, like, oh, did you see the Easter eggs in that, or like, you know, I remember with WandaVision, it was like, WandaVision was great, but it was like I was like, oh, here's 50 Easter eggs in last night's episode that you might have missed, like 50.
Yeah,
like a time to, you know what I mean? And it's like, I feel like that's like,
it's too much of more looking at that than,
because
actually,
it's a social thing now where people are like, oh, I spotted this, or what this means is that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit more.
There was less of that around during like these movies. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was like the,
or even something like in Guardians of the Galaxy where it's like little things in the background. It's like, oh,
yeah,
Howard the Duck is in the collector's thing. It's like, ew, like, it's not gonna distract you from the movie. It's just like a little bit of flourish.
Yeah,
exactly.
A bit of garnish.
Yeah, a bit of garnish, exactly.
And even when he kind of pops up then a couple of times in maybe the second or third one, and like he has like dialogue and stuff, but it's never consequential. Do you know what I mean? It's always just a nod.
Yeah, big time.
I think they rely too much on teasing out the next phase, next film, whatever.
I thought I heard that Sam Raimi might be doing the next big Avengers.
Oh really?
One, and that
I think Sean Levy is on. Yeah,
that's the guy who directed Free Guy
and Deadpool and Wolverine.
That depends.
But like, the only thing is, what I take from that is that like they've seen Deadpool and Wolverine and have been like, oh, this is deadly.
Really pushing their chips in on that.
Yeah.
But also, I'd have no faith at this stage.
No, I've no faith in any of them now. To be honest, I haven't seen a good superhero.
I'd love to see Sam Raimi get his hands on it.
I'd like to see him make another movie. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to see him. It doesn't have to be a Marvel movie. Just surely Multiverse of Madness did well enough that he can make another fucking weird, cool movie. Like,
But even like, I think like Chloe Zhao did Eternals, and she did it kind of like stylistically, and you know, left her stamp on it. And that's not,
we don't like that.
Not bombastic enough.
Like, how did you get that light? I think this was actually a quote that like Feige was like, how did you get the light to look like that? And she's like, I shot it outside. And he was like,
where you probably saw it on Twitter because we have identical timelines, but it's with Sam Jackson in that movie where he's like on the chair holding a fake gun, and it's like he's in an apartment, and like the scene, and it's like green screen behind him, not even a real gun. Like, could they not have just gone to an apartment?
Props?
Like,
who needs props?
That is so
mad,
stupid,
isn't it? Like, when does that become more practical and efficient, and you know, than just shooting it on,
like, you have the shot straight away, no work needed.
Why like people fucking loved Top Gun, because it was like like Top Gun Maverick, you can fucking, they're in the planes, they're doing the shit, fucking hell, this is deadly.
Did you see that?
Of course.
I also saw that.
Did you see that?
Big time
saw it
for the pod,
because
he made me.
That's like, surely studios saw that and were like, well, this is the way to go. Like, that saved cinema post COVID. Like, do you know what I mean?
We're big Tom Cruise.
He can sink as many submarines as he wants.
Let
him make
great.
His movies.
Is that the latest on the new Mission Impossible?
Apparently it's 400, the budget has swelled to 400 million.
Jeez, that's good going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to make, it's barely going to make that back.
Oh my god.
You know, Dead Reckoning did fuck all, didn't it?
It did like 500 or 600 million, but it cost 700 million because they kept, in total, because they kept
marketing and all.
Marketing, but also they were shut down in COVID five times.
Yeah,
and he kept everybody on salary.
Oh, that's
so
why
he kept paying
on that mad rant.
Yeah. So.
Oh, with the mask? With the mask, wasn't it?
Yeah. They broke COVID protocols.
What were some of the lines he said?
He's like, the world is watching us. The industry's eyes are on us. Because that, what they did was then replicated across.
They were the gold standard, right?
Yeah, kind of like.
Classic TC.
Yes.
And else you want to talk about this?
You were going to talk about the ending. Before
I love the ending. I think it's a tragedy.
I love the fact that it didn't end all like.
I love Doc Ock's ending where it's like he's going to pull it into the water and you see it's just him sinking to the bottom. And I always remember that Alfred Molina just being like,
yeah,
yeah,
gone
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
it's fucking class. And I think he's great as the villain. I think Dafoe was great. I think he's great.
Like, I do love him. Loved him in Maverick.
Look at your goddamn card.
I can't tell you how often I think of Mel Gibson's Maverick. Have you seen that movie?
I've actually never seen it. No.
It's actually fucking brilliant.
So forgettable.
Is it? Yeah.
Like, I've watched it like a month and a half ago because it was on. And like I was like, hey, look, Maverick.
Was
it's like, she's like, I'm going to bed. It was like
Molina's in that, isn't he?
He's
like one of the bad guys. He's one of the poker players.
They call him like the Mexican or something like that. It's like he's the Mexican. Like he just has
just a little tash,
a mustache, and a bit of like blush on his cheek.
The whole thing is like
a little bit of tan. Like
Mel Gibson's character is like playing, but he's not turning over his last card, so he's got like a possible royal flush, but he keeps the fifth card down.
Yeah, yeah.
And Alfred Molina's like, what kind of game are you playing, Maverick? Look at your goddamn card! You know, like, because he's losing the shit. It's fucking brilliant. They're on a riverboat playing poker. Like,
yeah, I love that.
Jodie Foster is in it.
That bit is great. And then there's so much stuff in between. I'm like, how do we get back? I'm like, when do we get to the poker game?
Anyway.
Okay, what's your rating for this, Andrew?
5 out of 10. No, I'm only joking. 6 out of 10.
I'm dead serious.
Lock that in. 6 out of 10.
All right.
It didn't,
what's your rating on Letterboxd?
I will. I'm doing you now, where I wait until the pod is out in case people are dying to know.
I do mine ahead of time now.
I'm gonna be giving it 6 out of 10. It'll be 3 stars.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Ryan, what would you give it?
Can I do decimals?
Yeah,
please.
I encourage this. The more intricate, the better.
To 3 decimal places. I went with 84%. I think earlier on the Rotten Tomatoes score. So I think 84 is what 84? I would 8.4 out of 10. Yeah,
nice.
Which is high. Yeah. I
That's
think
a B plus, maybe an A minus.
Mm-hmm. What would you
nine
go?
9 for me.
9, yeah.
It's actually a scathing score for him.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Love movies,
everything's
man.
A 10.
It's not everything's a 10. What did they give Bad Boys 2? A 5.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, I not did great. Not care. Did not, not great. Care for that. But when it's a good movie and there's lots of craft and I can see, and it hits me like you know. Like I understand why you're like, oh, they're just talking to him. If you don't feel
that, say that,
if you don't feel that, or even when he's doing the big speech to fucking Aunt May,
when they were talking, I wanted to say shut up.
When he's giving that speech and he's crying,
have you heard it? Like, you know, there's dialogue in movies.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Well, like, that was fine. I like certain dialogue and I like the Aunt May stuff.
When she pulls her hand away.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, if looks could break your heart. I'm like, fucking hell. Poor Pete. Like,
yeah,
you know?
She just can't hack that conversation, can she?
And part of me is like, don't tell her. Like, you're just going to hurt her. Yeah. You know? Like,
see, I think I was a bit too checked out of him at that point. Like, another fucking wine session he's got here with this one.
Do you know, another actually issue before we finish up, right? Another issue I have with the movie. And this is probably the completely first. I never understood when I was younger watching it. I was like, why does he lose his powers? And I watched it again, and I was still like,
good question.
Why does he lose? Can you explain to me why he loses his powers? I know that it's because he's, you know, the uncertainty and like his mind is. That is it.
I think it's like when you're not when he's not committed to it.
Yeah,
100% his power.
If you don't want to be Spider-Man,
the symptoms of a spider boy don't when he's not committed to.
Well, the other thing is you know, Spider-Man, the first one is when he gets bitten is about puberty.
Yeah,
you know, so he's shooting white stuff. You know,
who isn't?
And he's turned into a big, you know, buff man. Now,
who isn't? Am I right, fellas?
I'm talking to all the fellas out there. How much do you come? Sorry, go on.
It's not second guest that asked me this. What are you telling them about?
He loves cum.
McGarren was asking me about wanking with my bad hand.
10 seconds into the
game. Oh yeah, and it's like someone else does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be, but it doesn't matter anyway. But the
Spider-Man
the second movie, you could read it as kind of impotence.
Impotence, yeah.
He can't
get it up.
Can't get hurt.
Performance
anymore.
Issues not uncommon, 1 in 5.
Mm. Yeah.
Or I one in one Spider Man.
No, it's not a talk to someone issue, is it?
Talk, you know somebody gets somebody talk from you erectile off. Dysfunction. Please call this number.
Yeah.
So are you saying that's the kind of underlying thing, is that like
I'm saying it could be.
But that's and I also I love the scene where he goes to the doctor and he's like,
what a cool fucking doctor, by the way. He's wearing a tie-dye t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, I like, I'm having this dream where I'm climbing walls, I'm Spider-Man, I keep falling off. Actually, it's my friend's dream. And the doctor's like, oh, you're a clown. Is your friend... like, and in your friend's dream, like, and then he starts, like, the doctor is also a philosopher.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I know, yeah.
We all have a choice. And then Peter's like, I have a choice. Like, yeah. It's such a bizarre scene. I love it. Like, the doctor sits up, like, he's here straight up,
yeah.
Like a normal doctor, like, yeah, as he examines him, and then he sits up beside him, and he's like,
he's not gonna sit on that bench beside him, is he? He's going for it, like.
And he almost, like, fucking puts his arm around him, he's like, gonna be okay, we all have a choice. Like, I know you're Spider-Man.
Yeah, also I know
you're talking about being Spider-Man.
It seems like a lot of people in this movie know he's Spider-Man.
Aunt May
when she's giving him that, like, Henry speech,
yeah,
like, we need heroes, Henry here needs a hero.
You need to be Spider-Man again.
Yeah. It's like, you saved an old broad like me.
Oh, did you say that? Old broad?
Yeah.
Lucky here, see? An old crone
like me.
Yeah. Mary Jane fucking seems to know the whole time. Yeah. And the doctor as well.
Well, she actually has a proper reaction when she sees him with his mask off at the end. Mm. So I think she only finds out then. But then she's like, oh, yeah. I feel like I always knew that. That makes sense. And then also the people on the train, they're like, We're not gonna tell any.
Back on.
Like, the little kids, like, we're not gonna tell. What would they tell? Nobody's taking a picture.
Yeah.
I saw a Spider-Man.
He's a white guy. Yeah. In New 10 York.
Years later, like,
he looks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even at that time, surely people had fucking camera phones.
I don't think so. 2004.
Yeah, actually,
I think it was like 2000. And I thought that for ages, but it was actually like 2008 or 9.
Yeah, it would have been
that
when
the iPhone came out, and that was a big thing.
I guess you would have had the flip phone.
Disposable cameras.
Yeah. I'm just coming. Hang on. Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Oh, he's gone.
That's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Now, Ryan, I don't know if you know this. We do a couple of awards at the end of the episode. We have the Ed Harris Award for Excellence in Acting, which we award to the person who's the best actor in the movie.
Okay.
At me.
You gonna go with Rosemary Harris?
Yep.
Nice. Good choice.
She was good.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Tobey Maguire.
Nice.
I think it's a good performance by Tobey Maguire, yeah.
I'm gonna throw a curveball here.
Franco?
I'm going Franco.
Ooh,
I'm going Franco.
Okay.
I like his, like, snivelling.
Yeah, snivelling rich boyness. Yeah.
Even he's like, happy to pay the bills, Otto.
There's
a lot of that smarm in
there. I hate that, but I love it.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
why
so unlikable
in
this. Yeah. Just, do you remember when Doc Ock is like about to make a speech and he makes this like weird joke. He's like, has anybody lost a roll of 20s tied up in a rubber band? Well, we found the rubber band.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. He's like,
just get on with it, mate. Will you?
He's like, he even says, terrible joke. And then he just immediately goes, okay. I'm about to create the sun.
Strap in the power of the sun in my head. It's like, turns to his wife, you got to warm up a little bit, honey. Don't worry.
He immediately gets 100 needles into his spine.
Daniel Day-Lewis, Peachtree Dance Award for Best Line Reading.
Probably. Sorry, you go first, Andy.
Best
line reading.
J. Jonah?
Huh?
J. Jonah Jameson?
Excuse me?
J.K. Simmons?
I got nothing.
I'm doing J.K. Simmons. Okay. 100%. Yeah.
I thought you were about to do him.
No, I can't. Okay. I couldn't do it. But he is just like, that is one of the like best casting of all time. He's incredible. It
is. What's his line, do you think, is his best one?
Oh, his best one. I think it's the line where he is like sad about Spider-Man being gone. Yeah. And then he turns around and the suit's gone. And he's like finished. He's like, he's real sad about it. Like, and he's like,
don't menace.
And he goes, he's a thief. And like immediately, so I think that's one of the best. And like shout out, and he's like, and then immediately the paper's like, Spider-Man is back.
Yeah,
I love his line at the end with the wedding, and like she doesn't show up, and the note, and he's like, call Geraldine, tell her to not open the caviar.
Yeah, yeah.
Not open the caviar.
Yeah.
That's his first, like, he's watching it unfold, and he's like, tell her not to open the
caviar. And his son just happens to be a man who's been on the moon as well.
But like, there's the bit where it's like the music is playing and his head just kind of juts out, like, of the frame. It's on the altar. His head pops out to be like, huh? I gotta give it to Franco. I gotta give it to that one after the explosion. It's like, I have nothing left. except Spider-Man. I just love it. It's so...
He plays it well.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to get our plugs in.
Yeah, please.
You can find us at What's So Great About Pod on Instagram and TikTok sometimes, and WSGA Pod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And you can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/whatssogreatabout, where you get early access to all these episodes. You get 2 extra episodes a week, at least a month. At least.
Challenge what to say. Fucking gracious.
We work ourselves. And we've had some really good feedback on the last few Patreon episodes, so if you want to join the party, there's at least about 300 extra episodes right there for you.
We've
five or a month
back catalogue of miniseries. We've got What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, and What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, plus a bunch of top fives and some lovely other standalone episodes. Come on over, it's a great little community over there. We'd be happy to join you. Now, if you can't afford to pay the €5 a month, well,
go fuck off.
Well, okay.
Drop dead.
No. Yeah. Do that, or you can go one better.
Before you drop dead, do what he's about to say.
Do one better by giving us a rating and a review. Now, Andy, in this movie, Dr. Otto Octavius ends up having 8 limbs, earning him the moniker of Doc Ock. But I don't want an 8-star review. I want a 5-star review.
How does he do it?
Ryan, have you anything you want to plug?
You can find me at the Ryan Carrick on the various socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I make videos sometimes. And
they're very good.
They're, genuinely, they're probably my favorite sketch. In terms of sketch comedians and stuff like that, I never pass up your videos.
That's so lovely to hear.
The portal one, even just gone. Every time I stop what I'm doing, or sometimes I'll actually get up and go into the jacks or something and just watch it. I swear to God, when it's there,
that is absolutely beautiful to hear. Thank you so much.
The ATM machine one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's jeez, that's wonderful. You should have fucking started with this. I'm all fucking giddy now. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and thank you so much for having me. This has been wonderful. I loved revisiting that movie. I hadn't seen it in a couple of years.
We'll definitely have you back.
Please, genuinely, if you're stuck for guests, which I'm sure you won't be, but if someone cancels or something, I'll be about half an hour late every time. But that's fine.
We'll tell you to come at 4:30 next time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, come here. This has been lovely.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Great.
Next week, how
many movies we got left?
We've got 2 left.
Okay.
So I think next week we do Doctor Sleep, and then we finish it off with Die Hard 2.
Now, this is
the sequel to The Shining.
Yeah,
we're doing it, man.
Is it going to be good?
It's fucking class.
Die Hard 2 is going to be shit. And
no, Die Hard 2 is fun. Die Hard 2 is fun.
Okay.
Doctor Sleep is Mike Flanagan, who does the guy. He's the guy who did House on Haunted Hill or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah.
You like that guy?
I do. I like that.
And he did
Hugh McGregor, isn't it?
What? Yeah, it's Hugh McGregor. Your favourite.
That doesn't sell it to me at all. How long is it?
It's 2 hours. Something.
Standard. Yeah.
You have a thing about long movies?
Yeah, big time. Okay. I don't have the attention.
I think it's on Prime as well, so,
Or is it on Prime and then you go into it unavailable?
Yeah, I fucking hate that.
Why? It's worse than Netflix. Netflix at least is we've heard of it. We don't have it, but you might like these. Whereas Prime is we have it. Come on in. Psych!
That's the sort of stuff that makes you want to move out to the wilderness and just survive off the land. I fucking hate that.
Makes
all right, so we're going to wrap it up there.
I'm never watching a movie again.
Likewise.
Oh, no.
Until you make me.
We'll see you next week.
See you then.
Peace and love. Bye.
Boom.
Spinning redemption, winding in and winding out. The shine of it has caught my eye and roped me in, so mesmerizing, so hypnotizing. I am captivated, I am vindicated, I am selfish. I
slip away. So let me slip away.